4 years after the mysterious disappearance of Lieutenant Joel Mutabazi in Uganda, questions still linger about the extent to which Ugandan law enforcement agencies were involved, and even more so over the role played by Rwanda in that kidnapping. Now Ugandan authorities are taking action. On Friday, the 27th of October, senior Ugandan police officers were arrested and paraded before a military court along with an ex-Rwandan army officer and a Congolese national. The suspects are accused of conspiring to kidnap Joel Mutabazi and another Rwandan security officer, Jackson Kalimera, in 2013 and handing them over to Kigali without their consent. Both Mutabazi and Kalimera are considered opponents by the Kagame regime. Uganda's Foreign Minister Henry Oryem Mokello explains why the suspects are being taken to court.
What is happening here is that on our side, we are just cleaning up our house, which is in line with the expectations of the Rwandese government. We're not doing anything that would antagonize our relationship. We're just cleaning up our house to ensure that matters that anger on our relationship are transparent, honest, and straightforward.
Nonetheless, the case has sent shockwaves throughout Uganda, says Charles Mwangusha. He's the bureau chief of a weekly paper, The East African.
I think the story is surprised a lot of people because you don't have a massive arrest of top Ugandan police officers, and they appear in a military court. And when they appear in the court, they're being charged with matters relating with the neighboring country, which is, in this case, is Rwanda, a very close neighbor of Uganda, but one that has had issues up and down. We're surprised that Rene appeared with the team of the police officers that have been arrested. I don't think many people expected that he would be part of that group.
Rene Rutagungira is a former Rwandan army officer. He's not been seen in public since August the 5th, when he was dragged from a nightclub in Kampala by four men believed to be members of Uganda's Secret Service without any reason being given. His family claimed that the head of Uganda's Chieftaincy of Military Intelligence, or Secret Service, Captain Agaba, is responsible for his disappearance. Eric Rutagungira is Rene's brother.
He told me he was receiving threats from South Africa, from the Rwandan opposition party there called the RNC, which is led by ex-Rwandan General Kayumba Nyamwasa. They contacted my brother and called him to join their party. My brother refused, and since then he's been receiving death threats over the phone. He told me his life in Uganda was in danger because Kayumba Nyamwasa is a friend of the head of Uganda's intelligence service.
Rene Rutagungira's family say they've been denied access to him. Ladislaus Kilza Ruathakuzi is his lawyer.
I have not yet met Rene Rutagungira. When he disappeared in Uganda, we applied to have him produced. The army said they did not have him, so we left it at that. But on Friday, he was produced in court and remanded. So I'm trying to get some other human rights lawyers to get involved in this thing, as I cannot work alone on many of these cases. I'm trying to get other human rights lawyers also to help me with this case.
The case has not only baffled the Ugandan public, but it's also come as a surprise to Rwanda's ambassador to Uganda, Frank Mugambaji. He told the Eastern Weekly that he was surprised to find that Rutagungira and the Ugandan police officers were even in court, let alone a military one, and surprised also by the charges being brought against them, notably the espionage accusation. Charles Mwangusha says the kidnapping and court appearance of Rene Rutagungira will put a strain on Ugandan-Rwandan relations.
The government of Uganda feels that these police officers, in collaboration with Rene, and work outside of the established procedures, this is a matter that should have been, in ordinary times, resolved through diplomatic interactions between Kigali and Kampala. Now, that hasn't happened in this particular case would raise questions on what exactly is going on that we don't yet understand.
For members of the Rwandan diaspora abroad, the case is yet another example of Rwanda's interference in the domestic affairs of another country. This according to David Himbara. He's a professor of international development in Toronto, Canada, and he welcomes the arrests.
To me, I think it's long overdue. I think actually they should go back to 2011 with the death of Charles Ingabire, the journalist who had fled Rwanda, was living in Kampala and was murdered. So that's when things began to really evolve, and then up to this time now, these kidnappings of Joelle Mutabazi, who was now being given a prison life sentence. So it seems to me that Rwanda seemed to have deceived itself that Uganda basically is an extension of its own territory, where it has a free hand to go and kidnap people and kill people.
Rwanda's ambassador, Frank Mugambage, was not immediately available for comment to respond to these accusations that Kigali is breaching Uganda's sovereignty. But beyond putting strain on diplomatic relations, David Himbara argues that the timing of these arrests is also bad news for Rwanda, as it grapples with difficulties both at home and abroad.
Let's begin at home. This is a person, this man, Kagame, President Kagame. He claims that he won elections by 99%. So if he's so popular, then why does he go and arrest Diane Rwigara and her mom and her sister, supposedly for instigating uprising? If you are popular and win elections by 99%, what uprising then are these people going to incite?
Diane Rwigara is a prominent critic of President Paul Kagame and was prevented from challenging him in August's presidential election.
So there is that poisoned environment at home. Then, of course, outside, we saw last time during we saw recently during the United Nations General Assembly, Kagame was completely isolated. He was not among the African leaders that met President Trump. He was disinvited. He was not among them. And of course, we have this history that Kagame is a Clinton's man, and that doesn't go well with the new government in the United States.
For Himbara, Paul Kagame stands to be further isolated in the region and weakened at home due to this case. But on the diplomatic front, Uganda's Foreign Minister Henry Oryem Okello has downplayed any rift with Kigali.
I can authoritatively tell you, or the government of Uganda, these are small things that cannot in any way strain, damage or dent the strong and solid relationship that we have with the Rwandese government and the strong and friendly relationship that President Museveni enjoys with President Kagame. I can assure you that we have structures in place, we have positions in place, and we have got understandings in places to ensure that the relationship between our two countries do not deteriorate, and that mechanisms that would ordinarily trigger off if there's any chances that that relationship is and once it's triggered off, we immediately take the measures to avoid that.
Ugandan authorities are also eager to avoid any fallout at home, especially because the arrests by the army of senior police officers, who are also close to Inspector General of Police Kale Kayihura, has created panic about possible rivalry between Kayihura and President Yoweri Museveni. Charles Mwangusha says the case will have political repercussions in Uganda.
Anybody would imagine that this is the time when you need your IGP to be as comfortable and as settled as possible to deliver this project for you. If you can make a decision at a political level, at a diplomatic level, and at a command and control level to allow him to get exposed like he has been by having some of his loyal lieutenants arrested and being charged in a military court on crimes as serious as kidnap and espionage, then it might tell something more that we need to study more closely.
The suspects, including René Rutegungira, will be back in court on November the 20th. And the stakes are high, not only on the diplomatic front, but will be watched closely for its impact at home in both Kampala and Kigali.